From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term.
Instead of going down to 5,500 troops by the end of this year, the United States will maintain approximately 8,400 troops in Afghanistan into next year through the end of my administration.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcott has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
In an official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers. Chilcott blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Blair took responsibility for taking Britain into war.
For that decision today, I accept full responsibility. Without exception and without excuse.
However, Blair also said the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam. Military sources say two suicide bombers struck a military base near the Aden International Airport in Yemen Wednesday. At least six people were killed. Security sources said gun battles followed the explosions as militants tried to take advantage of the confusion. The attack came on the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. This is VOA News. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. House Speaker Paul Ryan Wednesday said the FBI director's statement conflicted with earlier statements by Clinton.
Director Comey's presentation shredded the claims that Secretary Clinton made throughout the year with respect to this issue. He laid out a case how the things she had been saying she had or had not done were false.
Speaker Ryan also suggested that Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, may have received preferential treatment from the FBI. A South African judge sentenced sprinter Oscar Pistorius to 6 years in jail for the murder of his girlfriend. Anita Powell reports.
6 years for murder falls far short of the 15-year minimum recommended under South African law. But the law gives judges discretion in sentencing, and it's clear that Judge Thokozile Masipa exercised hers in handing down Oscar Pistorius' fate on Wednesday.
6 years imprisonment.
That's just 1 year longer than the 5-year sentence she originally gave him for his original conviction of culpable homicide. Pistorius was taken directly to his jail cell after the sentencing. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Tbilisi Wednesday to sign a new joint military and security agreement with Georgia. The agreement assures Georgians that the U.S. will help them build their defenses.
And so I arrive here with a message from President Obama on down. And that is that the United States firmly supports Georgia's sovereignty, security, prosperity, and its Euro-Atlantic aspirations.
Kerry will also discuss security matters with Ukrainian officials in Kiev before joining U.S. President Barack Obama in Poland Friday for a summit of NATO leaders. The U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division will lead the investigation into the fatal police shooting of a black man Tuesday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alton Sterling suffered multiple gunshot wounds in an altercation with police outside a convenience store. Governor John Bel Edwards said the Justice Department will be assisted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and local law enforcement agencies. European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to get into Europe. Under the plans, national authorities will continue to manage the borders on a day-to-day basis. But if the EU borders come under pressure, local officials can request help from the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.